Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. They let Chip Filler in Mercer County today. He's down in Joy, Illinois for a football jamboree, was having terrible cell phone service. They let him in at Boondocks to call from their phone line. So Boondocks rescued Sports Line today. People have to go down there and buy dinner. Coach, a good Saturday morning. You open up with a win last night.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, a big shout out here to Boondocks letting me got me in on here to do this interview. So these people have been really great. Real good win for our program. Both our sophomores, who we thought might struggle, they had a big win last night and in the varsity. But you know, same kind of opening day, kind of jitters and kind of those mistakes though going into last night.
Yeah, nothing like small market radio when a local restaurant bails out. But you said kind of a sloppy play, sloppy play last night, maybe a little bit of issues with the other team, but you're able to overcome that and win 31-14. And I think for the most part you had a comfortable lead really for most of the game last night.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the first three plays, I mean, we really got the looks that we wanted. We had some protection issues up front. Otherwise, I mean, we were going to be good on some of the things that they were doing. They got behind the chains, and that was kind of the story of the night for us offensively. Got behind the chains, whether it be penalties or a first down sack or something of that nature. And then they came out, and we knew they would do this because they're a young team that's very hungry. They came out and played with a lot of emotion. Their first 5 minutes was really, really good. They got a short field. They scored right away. Our kids just kind of got their legs underneath them a little bit, and then were able to withstand the storm. And really, they had the game in hand. We did the score probably won't dictate as much as we probably really controlled that game. But our kids did a great job of doing that. Just really the maturation throughout the game for them was a key to see.
Well, and what about some of the new kids last night that are stepping in and playing varsity football for the first time? What'd you think of their play?
They did pretty well for their first varsity action. I mean, if you take a look at it, I think when I said this last night, there's only three guys that have significant varsity time, especially offensively. You're looking at Logan, Cole Schrader, and Noah, and those are all outside guys, aside from Logan, who's playing tight end, but those are our outside receivers. So the meat of our offense was all of them were making their very first varsity starts. And you could kind of tell at times that this was it. With Dawson made some kind of, early jittery mistakes. Man, is he going to be a good one? And then the West brothers, I mean, Sam West had a phenomenal game on both sides of the ball, him and Seth. But you could tell that was their first start, and probably at the middle of the second quarter, even into the second half, especially the third quarter, really, Sam just kind of took the game over running the football. And again, it was the maturation process. We got to fix some things up front, offensive line minds. We got four guys that made their first starts or thereabouts, and just getting them acclimated to varsity speed. And it being the first game, I'm not a guy with a lot of excuses. I don't like them. I know I'm giving these guys a way out, but we've really got to improve in that area next week going into Sherrard.
Yeah, and then, you mentioned some false start penalties. I think a lot of, though, that you look at 8 is probably too many, but, it is the first game of the season. Were turnovers an issue at all for you last night?
No, we took care of the football. That's one thing that we really, really stress. I mean, just not to beat yourself, because this, most times in high school sports, whether it be football or basketball or baseball, it's not necessarily a team actually wins the game, more so the other team actually loses it, with mistakes. And if we can play error-free on that end, we're in good shape. I mean, Dawson did a great job taking care of the football. There wasn't even a pass in contention for an interception. And, our running backs really held on to the ball. I think we lost it a couple times. Logan had a fumble out of bounds when he was trying to get some extra yardage. And, that's just an extra effort play. We just got to be a little bit more careful with it. But for the most part, that was about it. And our penalties, the false starts, although they're annoying at times, you don't want to be first and 15 a lot, but we were able to overcome that. Now, for us to be a good football team, we can't be first and 15. I see a lot of teams in our conference that have a lot of talent, but they're just sloppy where they have penalties or they don't take care of the football, and it really holds them back. I think, some teams that could be really, really, really good, but they're just little things like that. If we continue to do that, we're going to be a mediocre team. I don't foresee that happening in the future, though.
I know I want to, we talk jokingly about Coach Filler getting some help down at Boondocks today. I know his kid playing at a Jamboree in youth football. I do want to shout out when we talk about small school community, small school football, and, you know, doing Orion for a second year in a row, all of their games through WRMJ.com, and the great business support that we've got from that. So you need to support the Orion sponsors. And the great story I have this year is we had a guy going absolutely crazy wanting to get onto the broadcast this year, and he's an insurance agent who is a graduate of Orion, and he's out in Las Vegas is his place of business, but he has customers in Orion, and he was going crazy wanting to sponsor Orion football, so we have him on board this year, Steve Stiles. That's kind of a neat story.
Yeah, it absolutely is, and Steve's brother and I were very good friends. He has passed away some time ago, but I mean, we were very, very close. So that family is that family's close to me. And when he gave me a call from Vegas and told me, "Hey, I want to do something with the team. What can I do?" I'm like, "Hey, man, I you know, call WRMJ. I know they're looking for people. It's a great opportunity for him. He's a super great guy, all the way from Vegas, right?"
Yeah, I mean, it's just an awesome story. He called like four or five times during the summer, and our salespeople, a couple of them, brought up out of the office that week, and he called me three or four times. "Hey, I want to buy this ad. I want to buy advertising for this." So awesome! That's a great story. And before I let you go, the bonus question I have today: we've been talking last week about participation numbers. That's got a lot of play. And I was talking to Coach Bielema before the game last night up at Morrison. You know, we talk about these rosters and the numbers, and I asked him, specifically in this area of the state, do you think eight-man football will ever be a thing?
You know, not probably with us. I don't think we'll see it in Orion, but I do see some of the northern schools, like the Lena Winslows maybe and the Stocktons, as theirs start to drop a little bit. I could see those schools, not necessarily those schools in general, but schools up there actually going to that. I think maybe you'll see 1A schools kind of being on the way out. I know Ridgewood's having numbers. I think they only have 31 kids in their program. I mean, it's either eight-man football or the state comes in and makes consolidations and or, you know, co-ops or whatever. But I think for Orion, probably Rock Ridge, Sherrard, Mercer County, I think we're a ways away from that. I don't think you'll ever see that with us. But maybe some of the smaller schools, Lincoln Trail schools, and even the upstate north probably.
All right, Coach, we'll see you next Saturday over at Clifford King Field. Always fun when the Tigers and the Chargers get together.
I cannot wait.
All right, sounds good. Have a good Saturday. Enjoy Illinois.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, more on WRMJ in a moment.